new cases of genital herpes as somebody having a cold sore
and going down.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm relating like this. I feel like maybe it's just me and just my life, but I feel like people are having more, not more sex, but they're having more risky sex with people that they just meet. I blame the IUD.
Blame the IUD. The IUD has been around forever, but don't blame that. They wouldn't even give me an IUD until I was older. I was going to get one when I was 32 because I was just leaving my husband, but it was before I left him and we were in a committed relationship. And she's like, you're a little young to get an IUD. And I'm thinking like, no.
What?
Give me an IUD. I'd been married since I was 20. I'd been married for 7 years at that point. And I'm actually really glad I didn't get it because I divorced my husband and then I came up here to San Francisco and then I had tons of promiscuous sex. So I'm really glad that I didn't have an IUD because it would have cut down on me being like, use a condom.
Right, right.
Because guys, here's the thing, in San Francisco, nobody wants to use a condom. And everyone goes, oh no, I'm fine.
Oh no, if you're not using it, yeah, I was boning this dude and he lost it. He's like, oh, it's this condom, you know, it just kind of hurts. I don't know if that was like his low-key big dick brag, but I'm like, dude, I've been with dudes with bigger dicks than you and it was fine. But like, you know what hurts even more? AIDS.
Right, AIDS.
You know what hurts even worse for girls? Abortions.
Abortions, yeah.
So like, I'm sorry you can't keep it going, dude, but like, that's, and I'm on birth control, but even with dudes that I'm not in a committed relationship with, condoms every day, all day. I tell my daughter, I'm like, let's just, you pretend everybody has HIV.
Perfect.
Just think everybody has it.
Everybody
has it. Protect yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, she's on birth control, not because she's having sex. I like scared her straight. I brought home my medical books. I'm like, oh, honey, let's look at these diseases. You don't want those. But she has a really hot fucking Saudi Arabian rugby player boyfriend.
Oh, nice.
But he's very respectful. And,
oh, good.
But I'm fucking realistic about that shit. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be so anti that she's so curious and doing it behind my back and all this bullshit.
If you don't have a condom, you can get weird too and just like make out and jerk off together.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like,
totally.
Fucking.
Oh my God. I do so much mutual masturbation.
That's the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good time. It's a really good bonding experience.
And don't necessarily put all of your children on birth control because I think that it's a systematic tool from the government to suppress women's creativity. Because when I wasn't on the pill, I was a playwright and I wrote all these plays and then I got on the pill when I was like 22 and I was on it for 9 years till I was 31 and in that time I became a teacher and I worked in corporate America and the minute I got off of it I wrote a novel in 6 weeks.
Really?
And I'm not even kidding you, I wrote my first novel in 6 weeks. Like I got off birth control in a month and 6 weeks later I'd written a novel. It was like that.
Wow.
And so I feel like, and then after that, I was writing. I ended up getting an MFA in poetry. I've done all this writing. And I didn't write for 10 years while I was on the pill.
I'm on the pill right now. I think I'm doing all right.
You're doing fine.
I'm doing okay. But my daughter has terrible periods. And I think we need to look into maybe like polycystic ovarian syndrome
or something. Right,
and she needed it because, dude, she was vomiting, doubled over in pain. And now it's taking like that edge off for her.
That's why they gave me the birth control in the first place, is that my ovaries don't fully release their eggs, and so they'd get caught on the edge, and then they'd start mutating and becoming teeth and hair, and they become those polycystic, fibroids.
Yes.
And so they put me on birth control to suppress the ovulation so that they wouldn't grow.
Right.
And then when they took them off, I had another one removed. I know. But now with the IUD, we're hoping that it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Hey, we have to wrap up the AltaCast here because it's almost 2 o'clock. I want to thank Genesis for being here all the way from Chicago. We're going to be with her tonight on the Eagle Show. You guys, come see her. We're going to try to get her on.
What time is that?
5:30 sign, 6 to 8 show at the Eagle. Free hot dogs.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Can't make it.
You can't make it?
I could be there at 8:15, but I can't be there. Yeah, no, I'm doing, what's that thing I'm doing? FCC.
Oh, right. He has a show tonight on FCC Free, which is great. It's Not Safe for Work with J. Austin Graham. You guys should tune into that. I don't have a problem with FCC Free. It's podcasts on another station.
Then,
we love them.
Can I plug two more things?
You can, but the podcast just died, so everybody's just listening live.
Yeah, I don't care then.
Okay, so hey everybody, that was the end of the AltaCast. You might still be on the podcast. Tell them November 1st, Punchline.
Yeah, November 1st, Punchline, and this Saturday.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, rad. Who's doing the show?
DTF, Dorian Foster, Dorian Thomas Foster.
Can you get me on the show?
anyway, maybe a month ago.
November 1st. No one ever asked me to do their rental punchline shows.
Nobody ever asked me either. I'd push hard and say that I would get like 10 people.
Ooh, you had to push.
Yeah.
I don't have to. I'm a fucking bringer.
You had to be a bringer.
Yeah. I ain't no bringer.
I ain't ashamed about it.
No, it's great. You have people. You have people.
I'm not going to fucking go there every Sunday.
Right. I'm not either. I won't do it anymore. I can't. Yeah. I don't have time. I have a boyfriend. I love him.
Yeah. And then this Saturday at 4:20, Bubblegum Garbage Party.
At Piano Fight.
Yeah, I'm doing the music. I'm playing all live analog synthesizers, which I'm going to be doing right now.
Absolutely.
For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play
music. You know, I've been thinking about you all week because I've been watching Stranger Things. They have the best moves.
They do.
That's what made me...
They got that outrun. They got that synthwave going on.
Can I tell a weird story that I don't understand? Maybe you guys can help me figure out. Okay, so... my whole life, they diagnosed me bipolar, ADHD, blah, 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 blah. And then they put me on this cocktail of meds. Cocktail of meds fucks me up, makes me go bonkers for 2 years, completely derail everything. And then at some point I realized, I can't really breathe through my nose. So 3 or 4 years ago, at the exact same time, same week, I get a sleep apnea surgery. And I quit cold turkey, Adderall, Xanax, Seroquel, Zoloft, and lithium. Cold turkey. I had 3 years of just like, I stopped listening to music. I got insanely low energy. And I lost my sense of smell from the surgery.
Yeah, when did the sense of smell thing happen?
Yeah, so I lost my sense of smell at doing sleep apnea surgery. So 2 weeks ago, I get my fucking sense of smell back. Not very much.
What?
But I get my fucking sense of smell back.
Congratulations.
And at the same time, that's when I started watching Stranger Things, and I was like, oh, right, I have synthesizers. That was like one of my favorite things to do. And now I'm like super high energy, I wouldn't say manic, but maybe. I don't know. I don't feel manic. Since I got the sense of smell back, I'm playing music again and actually listening to it. Because I stopped listening to music for like 3 years, which is why I got into comedy in the first place, because I was listening to nothing but comedy. Not crazy. yeah, it's weird. Get the sense of smell back, start liking music again. Could that be a thing?
Yeah. If you're truly bipolar, you may have been cycling and you were in more of like a...
For 4 years?
For depression. I'm not an expert on that, because sometimes cycling can be month to month, but sometimes you can be, in a depressive episode for that long.
No. I left out a tidbit of information.
Okay.
So the reason I got the sleep apnea surgery wasn't a sleep apnea surgery. It was the same surgery, but basically I was all fucked up on DMT, and I was like trying to meditate.
Okay.
And I was like doing the breathing in. I was like, oh, that's fine. And I was doing the breathing out, and I was like, there's no air coming out of my fucking nose, and it's not like I have a cold. Mm-hmm. So I got super manic about it and went in, like, you know, trying to get them to check it out. Nobody was checking it out because they thought it was crazy. They see your list of meds, and then they just fucking
write you off.
Yeah.
So bullshit.
I quit my medical insurance. Found the best nosologist person, and I went to her. She like took one look at me, and she's like, one of your eyes is more open than the other one, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you look like you have an old injury. She's like, and then she like looks up my nose, and she's like, yeah, you're fucked. You need to do a CAT scan right now. So I do the CAT scan, and then she's like, you must have fallen on your face when you were a toddler. And she's like, you're only getting like 5 to 10% of the air to your brain. She said my whole septum was just smashed.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, so the second they fixed that, I never got manic again.
But you lost your sense of smell.
Yeah, but I lost my sense of smell from the surgery.
But now it's back.
Yeah.
And you probably have new tissue that took time to grow and to...
Yeah, because I smoked,
to do all
too,
that. Yeah.
So it took So it should have taken 6 months.
And smoking retards your cilia.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear what Steve Poggi said? He gave a weird... Like, when you told him that you lost your sense of smell, he's like, people that lose their sense of smell usually die within like 3 years.
Ethan Albers.
Oh, it was Ethan Albers.
Yeah.
It was another one of our asshole friends.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you tell Timmy Pizza?
You're gonna die now.
Everyone dies when they lose it. So I was really excited that your sense of smell is back, because I always think about that in the back of my head, like, Timmy Pizza's still alive.
Yeah, no, like I remember, like, I was so happy that I smelled dog shit.
Wow.
And I just kept smelling it. I was like, yeah, this is disgusting. But I feel something. It's like, right. it's like when you don't have a sense of smell, you just kind of feel like you're watching a movie all the time. Yeah. Like, you really just don't give a fuck.
You're just going through the motions.
Yeah.
How can you go on a date and eat food? Like, sushi is just texture. I'm sure sushi, raw fish is gross if you can't taste it. If it's all just like weird and soft and bizarre.
Anything that you haven't had before just tastes like what you think it would taste like. Mm. But it's like, sometimes it'll fuck you up. Like, if I like I had that shot of Jaeger the other night.
Right.
And then, and it was kind of gross.
Shot of Jaeger and a beer for $5.
Yeah, and it was kind of gross because it's Jaeger. And then I went after that. I was like, fuck, man, I need to get a Fernet. And then Fernet for the rest of the night just tasted like Jaeger.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
Hey, before we let everybody go, we're just going long, which is not a big deal because I'll just have them replace the podcast. Genesis, do you have anything to pump? Do you have any upcoming shows? You know, I know it's, we have listeners all over the country, so.
I don't have really any shows coming up. In October, I'm just going to be doing some stuff in Michigan. I think I'm going to be in Jackson, Michigan. This guy, Kerry McCabe, he's getting me on a showcase.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I just did some stuff in Michigan, too. I've been doing more up there. They have a fun little scene. Lansing, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo. I'm going to see Hannibal Buress in Kalamazoo on the 18th. Kalamazoo. Well,
you should. Okay, so this is something that one of my friends did. Mm-hmm. Just contact him now and ask if you can open for him.
Okay.
Send him a personal email.
Sure.
And say, hey, I love your comedy. I'm going to be in Kalamazoo for the show. I'd love to open for you. I'm a comedian from South Bend, Indiana, and I really love and respect. He's a nice guy. He's here in San Francisco all the time. He shows up at places, and it's really cool. But that's how, God, I have a friend who hasn't been doing comedy very long, but he just, Brian Plum, he just.
Oh, that guy's fucking amazing.
He just contacted the people, and they're like, yeah, you can open for me. He's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I sent some emails last night. I threw a little 2-minute clip in there, you know, that I just did from when I did a guest spot. I like MC'd a show last weekend and did a guest spot and all that for the 10 o'clock show.
Ask Hannibal Buress for the show when he's in Kalamazoo, because I wouldn't be surprised if he'd be
I would
local.
Fucking die if Hannibal let me open for him.
Right? Try it. Why not? Kelly Cry.
I've been tweeting him almost every day.
Kelly Cry's another person who's done that, who's been traveling around and just contacted. He lives in a van and travels around as a comedian. And he just sent an email. And he's only been doing comedy for like 2 years, and he's done a lot of improv or whatever. But he contacted, God, who did he open for? It was a big deal. And I was like, fuck you, dude. He's like, I just contacted him. You can do it too. And I'm like, all right, I'll tell Genesis to do it.
Yeah.
So, contact Hannibal Buress. And everybody watch his show on Netflix right now. Why not?
Should.
And then we need to plug your podcast, Granny Panties.
Granny Panties.
Podcast.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of that.
Once a month on iTunes.
Have you?
Has her
I have heard of that. I don't know. It was mentioned on another podcast that I listen to, maybe.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, I have some friends out California way. And so they've been just like sharing it with everybody. But yeah, Granny Panties, a period podcast on iTunes. All things bloody menstruation and women's issues.
Yeah.
Talk about all them things.
Can men learn anything from this? Or
yes, absolutely.
All right.
One of the like OG male comics, he loves it. He's like, dude, I'm learning so much. And he talks to his daughters about it. And they were like, well, what was the thing that stuck out the most, Dad? And he was like, have you ever shit started your period?
Wow, that's so funny.
I went on a weird Tinder date and some guy was like, well, what's your favorite way to start your period? I was like, oh, probably a fuck start.
Yeah, you know, I usually fuck start it.
Yeah.
Because actually,
dig it out.
It works really well because if you have sex at the very beginning of your period, it sort of cleans out your uterus because you're like pushing out a bunch of fluids and it makes it a day less for me. If I have sex on my first day of my period,
all the period sex I've had, I always feel like the girls get off more.
And it helps with cramps and stuff, too, because you're releasing oxytocin, so it, like, alleviates cramps and all that. I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
A part of me wants to, like, be on top and, like, just getting real nasty and see just blood, like, trickle down a hip crease.
Yeah, that happens.
I bled all over a girl one time. Do you guys want to hear this
from
story?
From your dick?
From your butthole?
This is a two-part story. I'll make it quick. So I went on this Tinder date, and I meet up with a girl, and she's cute, man. She's like yoga body, but her face is all fucked up, but like in a really hot way. Like her nose is just like totally crooked and blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, whatever. I don't know. That's not important. So she's like, look, why don't we just go back to your house? I'm not going to have sex with you, but I'll make it worth your while. I'm like, okay.
So she's bake promising.
Cookies. Yeah. So we go back
to
my place.
She's gonna clean your bathroom.
And we start hooking up, and then she's like, "Do you got any Sharpies?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Let's draw all over each other." I'm like, "All right." So at the time, I'd had hemorrhoids, so. You know, like, she draws all over me. The next day, I've got an appointment to get the hemorrhoids taken care of. So she draws, like, all over my back and my butt and whatever. I draw all over her. We take photos. Awesome. She cuts out. Next morning, I go to the doctor. And, dude, they stick this fucking thing up your ass. And then it, like, dilates it. And then they look around in there. And then this is just the pre-surgery thing to take care of it. Like, don't. I'm like, I got a date later with a different girl. You know, is everything going to be all right? They're like, yeah, you're going to be fine. I'm like, it didn't do anything weird. And they're like, no, it didn't do anything weird. So this girl, you know, called me and she's like, you know, it was this girl that I really liked. We've been going out for like 2 months and then she had to move to Texas for work. And then like 3 years later, she's like, hey, can I crash your house for a couple of days? I'm a massage therapist now. We can give each other massages. I'm like, this is awesome. So cut to... you know, I've got her, like, shirtless. I'm, like, rubbing her back, and I'm, like, sitting on her butt in my pajama pants. And then I feel something wet, and I get off of her, and it looks like a fucking murder. Like, my ass is just bled all over this girl. She doesn't know yet.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I, like, contemplate going into the kitchen and cutting my inner thigh with a steak knife just so, like, I can...
Wow!
Yeah, it's from my leg,
not my butthole.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then I just told her, and then she starts crying and flipping out, and like,
crying and flipping out.
Yeah,
why
well,
crying?
She starts googling it to see if hemorrhoids are contagious, and I'm like, you're an idiot. And then Yeah, and then, you know, it's like, and it's like, you know, it's like. I'm fucking, you know, I just lost, like, fucking probably, you know, like, probably, like, half a pint of blood. And, like, right. She doesn't even care about, like, me. Like, it's like, if anybody had bled from their ass on me, I would be like, oh, my God, are you
like,
okay?
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'd be like, are you all right? But, no, it was just like, you ruined my favorite pajamas and blah. Yeah. It was
Tinder
fucking.
Tinder dates. Oh,
no, no, this girl was a girl I'd seen for a while. She's
right. She was the one who you left the cage door open for.
No. That girl, she's a nurse, too. She would have been fine. She'd been like, all right. Yeah, that would have been a normal day for her.
Bloodbath.
Yeah.
Normal day.
Yeah. Normal day for her. She's a great girl.
So, moral of the story is... Don't hook up with chicks on Tinder.
No, the moral of the story is don't if, get hemorrhoids.
Don't get hemorrhoid surgery.
They don't give you any sympathy at the hemorrhoid surgery if you've got stars and like an oak tree drawn on your butt from the night before. There was one girl like petting my hair when I was whimpering like a little bitch. And then the next day when I came back, 2 days later to get the procedure done, which was just fucking gross. And I told them what had happened, and they just laughed at me.
Did you have a cauliflower size hemorrhoid?
Because
that's the only thing they would operate on. Like, it had to be a pretty big hemorrhoid.
Well, if he had a lot of them internally, I think that they'll end up, because they only really hurt if they pop out, and you don't always know if you have them internally.
It was bad. It was bad.
I don't know. If it's not the David Alan Greer sketch from In Living Color, then I don't want to fuck with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was crazy. Moral of the story is, if you have a procedure in your butthole, maybe you just need to chill
out.
The thing that
pissed me off about it was like, yeah, I did weird shit. I did weird shit with a girl and let her draw me with a Sharpie, and then I bled all over some Texan. But
I don't know. Sounds
you know
pretty
what?
Metal.
I went fucking like 3 years of just like terror. Like, do I have butt cancer? I don't know what this is. And then I found out what this was, and then I didn't do anything. Then sometimes it went away, kinda.
What about
then,
you get the suppositories?
They don't really go. You're just pushing them back up. Like when they're exposed to air, that's when the pain comes. So you're supposed to just push them. But when you tell people to push their hemorrhoids back in their butt, everyone's always like,
yeah, no. That's
what?
Then when that gets normal, it's just go get them fucking get the rubber bands. Well, they put rubber bands on them.
The other thing, yeah. The other yeah. way
just
to do
inflamed
it.
Inflamed
bands.
And now
I'm taut and malleable like a young, young child.
I would say the first thing before you get the surgery. Hey kids, don't jump into the surgery. First, get the steroid suppositories.
Oh, okay.
And you stick one of them.
Oh yeah, those worked for a little while.
They work. You give you a 21-day run. You put them in. After the first week, you're fine. Save the other ones for occasional flare-ups. Throw one in there. No big deal. You don't need to do all 21 days at once.
No, but see, those can be bad, though, because you got to do them hella early, because, like, you'd be at work and fart and then have a grease stain on your butt.
You're right. I mean,
that's an overnight thing. That's because that's an overnight
thing. Yeah,
don't do it in the morning.
Yeah, I put them in at night.
Because you want it to kind of marinate in
your colon and all that stuff. Yeah. Marinate in your colon.
You know, the older you get, you just got to get more comfortable with your butt.
Oh, it's
dude, I am trying, but my boyfriend is 11 years younger than me, and I'm so afraid of him looking at my hemorrhoids. I just don't like getting banged from behind anymore because it feels like he's staring at him. I hate it.
I'm thinking about that. No.
They're so gross. I know. I hate being almost 42.
You know what you do? You just get one of those little cocktail umbrellas and just stick it in your butthole.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, they even have the My Little Pony butt plugs now.
Oh, my God.
I just have extra skin from pushing a baby out for 3.5 hours.
You push the baby out of your butt?
3.5 hours. No, but it looks like it's about to come out of your butt when it's happening, though. But I was 17 when I had my daughter is very young. I had midwives, but everybody just treated me like shit. They're like, oh, here's this dumb whore coming in. Like, they didn't even fuck with me, really. They just left me to, like, kind of do my own thing. I pushed for way too long because they didn't have me change positions.
Oh.
And so sometimes you push some shit out that doesn't come back. They're not hemorrhoids. It's just extra fucking skin, basically.
Wow.
My first serious boyfriend, you know, the fucking plastic parts on your blinds?
Yeah.
He, like, would do that. He's like, who am I?
Oh, my God.
It's like, fuck you, dude.
Wow.
But whatever. We can't all have the tight, cute buttholes. Who cares?
Right. Mine is flappy and weird, too.
Yay.
It's beautiful in its own way.
Yeah, all buttholes are beautiful. You guys have been listening to the AltaCast here on Mutiny Radio. We got really weird at the end. I'd like to thank my guests, Genesis and Tim, for being here. Amazing comedians. Please look her up on Facebook, Genesis, Noelle Easton, and Timothy Renato Pizza. Two three named people.
Yes, you can find Granny Panties on Facebook as well.
Granny Panties. We're going to tag that too. And along with this podcast, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad we met at the back patio of Benders, the best place in the whole world.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see your material tonight at the Eagle. I will actually pay attention, unlike the majority of the comedians.
There's like a solid 8 dudes in leather that will be paying attention.
Yes, there's a solid 8 dudes in leather that will be paying attention.
That
it's a great
dreamy.
It is.
They say chivalry's dead, but it's not.
It's not. And if you go to the upstairs bathroom, it's really fun because there's nothing on the doors and it's just a trough. Everybody pees in a trough together. It's fun.
Nice. Yeah. That's so ancient Roman.
Yeah.
Getting back to our roots.
Yeah, good times. Well, thank you guys for being here at MutinyRadio.fm. Go see some local live stand-up comedy. Don't be a dickbag. Especially go on November 1st to go see Timothy Pizza.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks again for joining us.
Yay. Thanks so much.
We miss you, LaToya. Happy birthday. Good night.
Happy birthday.
Through a sea of podcasts. Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. Tastics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastics deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Want to go to Burning Man, but you don't have the right goggles, costume, or attitude? Visit 20 Mission Hive at 2415 Mission Street between 20th and 21st in the heart of the Mission District. Easily accessible by BART, this collective of unique artists and vendors has eclectic handmade clothing, leatherwork, artisan jewelry, antiques, crystals, and there's even an amazing florist. Whisper Pirate Ship to your 20 Mission Hive vendor for a special 10% discount on the coolest, most original items in San Francisco. That's 20 Mission Hive with 8 vendors, and like them on Facebook at 20 Mission Hive. 20 Mission Hive for awesome events and updates.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
An awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini. And creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them. And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy pothead's gonna come up with next. Go to the counter offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter offer, son!
This is dog's fault.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Oh, happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, Stage Time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. I got it. You got it. Look at that tragedy.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
In investigations and fluffy public interest pieces to news at mutinyradio.fm. We're always looking for writers and contributions. And check out our progressive news links at mutinyradio.fm. So tune in to Stranger in a Strange Land, Saturdays, midnight to 2 a.m.
Oh man, do you miss a Mutiny Radio show from your favorite DJ? Did you find out about a guest interviewed on Mutiny Radio a day too late? Are you wishing that you had a time-traveling DeLorean to listen to those shows again? Don't you fret. Simply go to mutinyradio.fm and listen to our podcast. Yes, it's that easy. Click on the podcast button and find your favorite show. Heck, click a variety of podcasts for a sample of all of our great programming here at Mutiny Radio. And don't forget to listen to us live on iTunes Radio under the Eclectic section.
The
House of Pride radio show, LGBT radio for everyone.
Funky interviews, funky beats, talking drag queens, and much, much more. It's LGBT radio for everyone.
Listen live every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. House of Pride Radio, LGBT Radio for everyone. Celebrating the considerable contributions of the LGBT community in San Francisco and beyond. Every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. Listen here for hot new local beats by LGBT artists and listen to live interviews. Tune in, turn on every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. House of Pride Radio with drag queen personalities Tweeka Turner and Pearl T. Join us every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. for Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse here on Mutiny
Rain
Radio.
Finally here in San Francisco, which is a good thing. And so I didn't want to bring my computer, in, you know, because it looked like it might rain. And it's still, the air is super heavy, and it may burst out.
Happy Hour Mike, Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up. Again, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah!
You got it. I got it.
Hey, this is MutinyRadio.fm. You're listening to Flat Black Plastic Show. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.